from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sometimes you have to point things out to yourself. And so during the break, Jay did point something out to himself. The NFL is going to get a college series. It's when the Jags have to play at Florida or Orlando when their stadium's under construction.
Oh, yeah.
So there will be that to a certain extent already.
How come the EPL doesn't play regular season games in the United States?
We're not fighting hard enough for them, I guess.
They should.
They do. I mean, they'll play some games, not during the season. But
yeah, regular season games.
The trade-offs should be they play regular season games here. I don't know. I'm 100% on the board with that.
I mean, it's already huge in the United States, but that would just be...
Yeah.
Awesome.
We mentioned like aircraft carriers. Somebody said, how about games at military installations? That'd be cool too.
And they've done hockey at the Naval Academy.
How about playing, I don't know, the Giants and the Commanders at West Point?
That'd be awesome.
Something like that.
Sick.
Be awesome. You have somebody out west play at Air Force Academy.
Can I take the new EA awesome. College football game and download my Madden into it?
Broncos and, I don't know, Arizona or something they play in.
Boulder.
And they play in at Air Force Academy.
Oh, at Air Force Academy, yeah. Oh, it's one of the best stadiums ever because the mountains are all around. It's one of the best looking stadiums in the country.
Some of those would be really, really cool. So,
How about Boise on the blue turf?
I'm on board. I'm just skeptical the NFL do it. I'm totally on board though.
Put the Seahawks on the blue turf.
Love it. The 903 Arrowhead after 2030.
Too soon.
Wow.
Ouch.
Too soon.
Wow. That's not going to be a college stadium then. Or are you just saying playing at a...
Yeah, you play, yeah.
A site. A site that's no longer a stadium. That might be it. Would you ever let your boss win? Like, I've let my kids win when they were... I don't know why I'm channeling win, but I am.
You let your grandkids win?
Surely. I let the kids win stuff when they're younger. Yeah, I think we all did that.
Yeah.
I guess I've never had a boss. Well, maybe one. Maybe one that I feel like he or she may expect to win, but I definitely not tank for one. But if you ever have a boss that, like, I don't know, playing golf or something, and you're like, I can't beat the boss. This would feel weird. I guess I've never been in that position.
I have.
Where you did it like not only one, but like two times?
Yeah. But he's actually better than me, so he didn't have to worry about this.
That the boss is actually better than you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. If the boss is like good at golf or whatever.
Yeah. Sit there and drink beer.
Have you ever been like, I don't know, you and your boss golf and you go out and your boss is like uber competitive or something. And you're like, I maybe could be, but I probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
Like it's his, or they invite you somewhere. They invite you maybe to their course or whatever, and they say, this is my course. You know,
yeah, you can't go out there and
have you, tear has it anybody up. Ever been in that spot? 913-586-7610. I find the whole thing kind of weird, but
I had a super competitive boss at my first radio gig back in Wyoming, and he brought us all out for like some team building exercise. Let's go axe throwing, you know? And he's super competitive. You can tell he's getting more and more into it. Lots of women at the station who are just like, okay, I guess we'll throw some axes. I had never done it. I'm killing it. Bullseye after bullseye. He starts saying, hey, you know, hey, let's make this. Let's bring some stakes to
the
action.
Oh, boy. Let's make our young, just out of college graduate who I'm not paying anything.
Exactly.
Let's up the stakes a little bit. So I went there.
You want some PTO?
Oh,
you want some PTO? Let's play for some PTO.
Oh, okay.
And so I was like, I mean, yeah, I'm definitely going to try. Yeah, I destroyed him. So I got like a whole week of PTO.
Oh, that nice. Yeah. That's good negotiation.
I was like, you know what? Yeah, you could tell he was a little red in the face.
Is that when you got moved to Nashville?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, that's when I got shipped. See ya.
Traded to Nashville.
You got axed. Oh. In other words, yeah. But sorry, dad joke. But at least he didn't play for money. Like I was worried.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
Like they got you. You know, you're.
we don't pay you anything.
We do what we do. You know, especially right out of college, right? And then they're like, "Oh, I'll play for whatever." Like, I'm not playing those stakes, no. Jordan. Back off, Michael.
Exactly.
Like, come on.
Oh, here's the 417. They said August 9th, 1988. Chiefs played the Bucks in Norman. That was a preseason game.
Really?
Yeah, it's a preseason game.
1998 Bucks and Norman. Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean preseason should absolutely do those things. Like, absolutely they should do those things.
The one worry is the field conditions and everything else for pro teams that go play at a college stadium. You got to really, just like, you can't even trust the ground keeper in the NFL.
Except for ours.
Good turf. Yeah, here you can.
Ours are awesome. Can't wait to see what the turf looks like for the Monday night soccer game, but. But you could go play on turf somewhere. I mean, play college days on a turf.
Blue turf?
Yeah. Somebody go play at Boise.
The teal turf in Coastal Carolina?
Yeah. That
Central Arkansas has the multicolored purple gray turf.
That one gives me seizures. Yeah. Yeah, that one.
Coastal Carolina, it's hard to watch those games. Yeah, to be honest with you, it really is.
Yeah. So I'd say don't let the boss win. Don't let the golf guy get you.
It's like, that's all. Yeah. You let your wife win anything? Because you wouldn't deal with the aftermath?
Well, yeah, but that's not in like competitive events. But yeah, sure. That's stupid.
Come on. He's still married, right?
It's true. Right? I'm not. So yeah. I won, damn it.
Yeah, Binkley. Yeah. Tell me if you've won. Bink, tell me if you've won. let me know truly if you think you've won here.
I kicked her butt and men. Okay. Come on. I got served the next day.
Someone says the Raiders already play at a college stadium. That's true. That's true. UNLV shares that place with them. Yeah, so they already play at a college.
But college stadium. They do something unusual because they roll the turf in for UNLV and it's grass for the Raiders.
That is an amazing, I'll say, setup at that place too, because where the media walks or walking between the locker rooms behind underneath the stadium bank. They have all the storage.
Arrowhead West.
You walk. Yes, Arrowhead West. They have all the storage for the stadium that you have to kind of walk through. And obviously they have grass for the Raiders games. I mean, it's kind of grass. It's not very good. And then they have the turf for UNLV. And they also host they were hosting the Pac-12 championship. And we were walking through. I was walking through there one
back
time.
Back in my day, the Pac-12 had a championship.
Yeah,
had a championship conference. Game.
And you saw, but they had the turf.
Actually, it's still there.
They had the
teams.
Turfs rolled up with signage on them as to what who they were for. You know, they had like a vast like storage area of the floor, I guess, of that arena. So yes, that's true. That's true. The Raiders do play in a college stadium. It's UNLV's.
Now, 7-6, Batman says the bat only answers to Commissioner Gordon because I sent the bad signal for
Kurt Nelson. Kurt's listening a lot, so usually
he's always listening. Yeah. But I threw the bat signal.
He did text something earlier, but he
might be working on the Hall of Fame.
He's probably doing
weekend.
A great tour for somebody.
He's got the Hall of Fame big weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Bo Jackson goes into the Hall of Fame this weekend at Kauffman Stadium. Could have been at Arrowhead too. I mean, that's kind of what we're talking about, right? It's a dual sport, awesome. What the what might have been. I still wonder on the baseball side, because even he has mentioned, man, yeah, I was like, I was surprised I got the call, and you know, I'm honored to get the call and whatever. And you do think about it, there's so much what could have been with Bo from a baseball perspective.
That's the biggest what could have been with him.
Then there is, you know what I mean? Like, we have a few moments. They show him in the little commercial where he runs up the wall and he breaks the bat, and you know, he threw out Harold Reynolds.
We'll never see another Bo and Dion that play multiple sports like that.
And then we had the story, of course, of Buck O'Neill and hearing the bat crack, you know, yep. and hearing Bo swing in BP and going, what was that noise? I hadn't heard that. Remember that? Yes. Story? Like, I hadn't heard that noise before or whatever. And so I think that there's so much legend that goes with it. At times, maybe not as much meat, but certainly legend involving Bo.
Can you imagine Twitter or X around when Bo was playing?
Oh, geez.
It would have been insane. My favorite Bo Jackson story was Willie Wilson. When they got here, he goes, I'll race you, Bo. And they white line the white line. They were going to race $100. So they get up there. Bo takes off, man. He's just cruising. Willie doesn't even move. Bo comes back, says, $100. Well, he said, I'd race you for $100. They didn't say I'd beat you.
That's fantastic. Certainly of our
from the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Our era, there's maybe...
The Bonos.
I'm just saying,
marketing campaign and everything was so cool.
I'm just saying, that's one of the iconic athletes of that era, and he didn't have an era, really. He had a smidgen of time that has become so much bigger than the actual time frame.
Was. Heisman Trophy winner, running over Boz in the Kingdom, a guy hitting a home run in the All-Star game. You know, I mean, he did everything.
Yeah. You know who he'd be for the Heisman.
Your guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chuck Long should have won it.
Chuck Long should not have won it. Kling. That's back when they had an offense in Iowa.
Yeah.
Actually, Dana Hughes is probably the last of the offense.
Kids, an Iowa quarterback was once a Heisman Trophy finalist. Just get that out there, okay? All right? Some of you that have watched my team and mocked me the last couple of years, just remember, there used to be a Hall of Fame, or a Heisman Trophy candidate for quarterback.
Take that a step further. An Iowa quarterback used to throw downfield.
Yes, yes.
That actually used to happen. Well.
Although they didn't throw as much downfield then. That's fair. It still had. But like the aura that surrounds him, I'm saying based on the amount of time that he actually did play.
Yeah. Go give him a standing ovation.
Is amazing.
913 says seemed to take too long to induct him. I'm glad he's here now. People get excited about Bo.
Oh yeah,
man.
Absolutely.
Give Bo that round of applause, man.
Yeah.
Make him feel welcome. Yeah. Bo, I mean, seriously, growing up, I mean, Bo was
it.
That was it, man. Yeah. That was the guy. That was our, you know, Tiger Woods growing up as a kid. That was Michael Jordan. It was our guy, you know, playing for the Royals and everything else. The legendary Bo Jackson.
I mean, I still remember this.
You'll never see this again, by the way. Guys playing pro baseball and football. You just too much money involved now, and teams don't want you to. They wouldn't even let you shoot fireworks now because of JPP. These NFL contracts. They're not going to play baseball.
Yeah, think Veach going to let?
No.
Patrick awesome. Ever get a? Get
I
some
had Mahomes in our virtual training. Royals no, league. He was no. in our virtual Royals.
Yeah, yeah.
I did. We went bad on the team.
Yeah.
And he got hurt, by the way.
Yeah, you got hurt in your simulation.
It was like 30 games.
I think the Chiefs were like, did you hear that? You got hurt in the simulation game they were doing.
We had the fake Veach call into that, it. Like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, you can't be doing that anymore. But yeah, the ability to do both, you're never going to see again. I remember having the SI cover of him with the Memphis Chicks. Remember he was down in the minors. He was coming. I'm like, oh, man, get me Bo. But yeah, the impact he had in a short amount, relatively in sports terms, a very short amount of time is pretty ridiculous.
Well, Deion was a little bit like that too when he was, you know, flirting with the Braves there and playing pro football too, where they fly him in between the games. We played both.
Watch that documentary. That one's cool. The 30 for 30
very
on that.
Cool. You see it a little bit like this year. Kyle Larson was going to run the Indy 500. He did. And then he was going to go run the Coca-Cola 600, but they, you know, can't called it off or whatever, but he was going to do both on the same day.
Yeah. So congratulations, Bo Jackson. Deserved. Cool, awesome, and
Bo knows, man.
He's been in my Hall of Fame for a while because, I mean, who else ran for 800 yards in a Tecmo?
You had the Bo Jackson Tecmo Bowl legend. Stupid. Did you ever have the Bo knows poster? Stupid.
Oh, heck yes.
Yeah, of course you did.
Yeah, everybody did. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. And he was a Raider, and we weren't mad about it.
He had the shoulder pads on one side and was holding the baseball bat the other.
He should have just been so pissed he was a Raider. I'm like, oh, he's a Royal, man. I don't care. Yeah. Like, it was okay that you had a poster that he was half Raider.
Remember, he didn't want to be a
Buck. That's how big he was. That could, he could have a half Raider they poster. We still bought it.
Yep.
Crazy. Bo. Crazy. This guy wasn't doing this stuff in Kansas City, was he? We'll discuss next. So this story has been recently out. And I don't know if it's, you kind of wonder sometimes if it's not the pylon effect, you know, or like anything's fair game when someone's out. You know, it happens a lot in sports where seemingly all the stories come out. They're going, oh, you wouldn't believe, you know, where stuff didn't happen when they were there. But as soon as like a coach gets fired or whatever,
yeah,
and a coach leaves and they're like, oh, you wouldn't believe what they were doing. So I don't know if this one falls in that category, and it might. But now the Eric Bieniemy stories are coming out about his days in Washington. And a couple of these you wonder like, okay, this is why it wouldn't work as a head coach. We knew here he was pretty honest and tough and brash, and we like that. And which I do think works tremendously as an assistant coach, and you wonder sometimes if that demeanor can work as a head coach.
We talk about Big Ten coach.
He was there.
Eric Bieniemy, Big Ten assistant.
Yes. Yes, Big Ten assistant coach.
At UCLA, yeah.
So, offensive lineman, Sam Cosmi.
Who, by the way, the Chiefs were thinking about drafting, remember, back in the COVID days at tackle?
Were they thinking about drafting, or you had it mocked?
I mocked Cosmi,
had it mocked. Yeah, you had it mocked. All right.
Longhorn, baby.
So he was doing a chat with the Washington Post. Happens to be Candace Buckner, who I think worked at the Star at one point.
She did.
Too. So there's a little Kansas City tie into this as well. But they were doing a story about Dan Quinn, the new head coach of Washington. And Sam Cosmi says, last year I was not allowed to wear my hat backwards in the building. So that's a little fun fact there, he says. That was something that we as players, offensive side, we weren't allowed to wear our hat backwards. Now, it just happens to be, I don't know, that Washington hired the coach, and Dan Quinn is known for wearing his hat backwards, right?
In the press box, or in the coach's box.
Which I said, you could get away with as a defensive coordinator. You can't get away as a head coach. You got to turn the hat around. At some point, you got to turn the hat around. So the story kind of goes, and they're like, oh, how ironic is it that now that this guy who's known for wearing his hat backwards is coming in, and one of the guys going out apparently didn't let their guys wear their hat backwards, which is kind of silly. But so according to Cosme, Eric Bieniemy did some hands-on things and didn't want to wear, don't wear your hat backwards, those kinds of things. Dan Quinn is now the opposite, which also happens too. You hired the opposite of what you had, right? So
offensive mind, you defensive mind next time.
But I don't know, but I never heard that was like a thing here. And I wonder too if it wasn't something where he was given a little bit more authority to do stuff, and so tried to make up some rules.
I'm pretty sure you wouldn't say this to Mahomes. Mahomes comes rocking in with the hat backwards.
Or Kelsey.
He wears the backwards all the time.
See, I think he actually would say that. I think the difference is that it wouldn't mean anything.
That's what I was wondering. Like, did he go to Washington and try to hear some things that, it always bugged me that those guys wear the hat backwards. So I'm gonna come in here and go, turn your hat around. And that was okay because he'd been given that authority that he didn't have before. I don't know. Again, I don't know. Maybe they did have a you couldn't wear your hat backwards rule here. I don't know. I didn't ask anybody. I didn't really kind of want to follow up. But I saw it.
I just found it more interesting
that they hired a guy who was. I mean, if you said what is Dan Quinn's signature right now, it's he wears his hat backwards.
Yeah.
And then one of the office guys said, "Hey, at least I get to wear my hat backwards now too." Like, oh, okay. It feels to me like. This stuff works in college. I can't imagine anything like this works in the pros. Like, so if that was part of the deal, I feel like these are professionals. Like, I know you have to tell them things and you have to establish order or whatever, but if that's going on, that's just, to me, kind of like unnecessary stuff that doesn't need to fly with professionals.
I'll never forget when J.C. Pearson worked with Vern and I, back in the day doing that show, and he always made an emphasis saying, hey, we want to coach, treat us like a man. Treat me like a man. Be respectfully, let's do what we want. We're in the pros now. You can do, like you said, you can do this in college. Well, you can't do it in college. Hit the portal and be gone. But treat us like a man. Let us do what we want to do.
So I never heard they did that here. But I would like to think, now he may be perfect for college. Like, you can do that crap in college. So you say now college assistant.
UCLA, yeah, assistant head coach.
Some of these things work in college, and they might not work as well anymore now that we're living in the day of the NIL. But where you could kind of, but I mean, clearly it's, Deion's laid down his law at Colorado, right? So I think maybe better plays to the college crowd than a professional one.
I don't know. Maybe high school you can get away with this now. I don't. I think to a certain extent you can.
Yeah.
Junior football,
but not
Pop Warner,
but not an NFL locker room necessarily.
No, the NFL doesn't work. Yeah. These guys don't want to listen to you.
All right. Also, what is the age for the backward hat? Is there an age about the backwards hat too, or is it more? Can you pull it? Can you pull off? Does it look right on you?
I think Mac and I both had our hats on backwards for a time.
I hope I'm not past the age.
Some people I think it works for better. Let me see with you with your backwards hat. Because I've never been able to do the backwards hat. I feel ridiculous doing it. It looks stupid.
No, Bink rocks it.
Bink, that works for you.
No, that works great.
So it's not an age. It's more of a can you pull it
off?
Can
you do it?
Okay.
I don't have any hair, so it's kind of perfect.
Maybe that's it. Bieniemy can't do it.
Do you have a hat right now?
I don't on
that. He did yesterday. It was backwards.
Okay. I just didn't know. I didn't know. Is it, so it's can you pull it off?
And Kling demanded he turn it around.
I did.
Yeah.
And then he was like, did he always do this? And Bink's like, no, he didn't. He didn't, dude. Just so you got here, he's laying down the law. Bob's on vacation. He's just laying down the law. Turn your head around.
The Kling rules.
I never thought of that. I could pull some stuff on Mac on my way out. Thinking that's how it always was.
Hey, Mac, that's not a good idea, man. Kling's going to be in here in a minute. And just,
I just wouldn't if I were you. Start scaring. I wouldn't go there.
Let's not do that.
All right, I've always wondered that question. Is there an age? But some of you look good doing it. It's never been for me.
Dan Quinn did look silly with it.
But he always does it.
I think of him more for blowing that lead when he's head coach at Atlanta. Yeah. When he had the hats back, I was like, come on.
I just think it, I don't know.
What about the visor? Like what about the visor?
I just felt like he was an age where he was an adult in an authoritative position. That sounded like you're being able to turn your hand around. Like Dan Quinn's hat backwards bugged me. I'm like,
or the visor backwards in
that
practice.
That doesn't scream to me. That screams to me coordinator. That screams to me assistant coach. It doesn't scream to me head coach.
It screamed to me trying to be young guy.
Maybe that's true too. Is that what you're trying to do? You're trying to be younger with your hat backwards?
Trying to be hip, young guy.
All right.
Wachowski always had his hat backwards. Always.
The right dome for it.
I mean, it worked. Always backwards.
It worked. Brother Ryan's always had his hat backwards because it kind of worked. So. Okay. All right. You answer the question for me. I thought text line would help out there probably in your camp as well. If you pull it off, do it. But it's not necessarily an age group thing to be able to do
it's
it.
It's like, when are you too old to play video games? We talk about the EA Sports game. I mean, at what age? Clay and I are ancient around here, and we still play.
Yeah. Dan Quinn with a backwards hat is a massive peaked in high school vibe. Yeah, there was something to be said for that, too, from 312. 913, Josh strikes me more as a visor guy, even more so the visor with the fake spiky hair. No.
The backwards visor guy.
No. The visor's a totally different beast.
Yeah, different set of rules.
Like, you've really got to, one, be confident, and two, really have the work. Like
Pinkle pulled it off.
Doug Peterson.
Doug, yep.
Fantastic visor guy. Like, I would tell him, never wear a hat. Just keep the visor on. I think a couple times he's had the hat. I'm like, no, Doug, your visor. You do visor. Oh, visor backwards. That's
visor backwards.
That's hammered beers.
Flip it up upside down.
That's hammered beers, the golf course guy.
You know what? That's almost wedding. Put your tie on your head and do YMCA guy.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Which, by the way, at Rob's wedding, we did see a tie on the head.
We did, yes.
There was one guy with the tie on the head.
There was no one from 6'10 either. So we did luck out. Yeah. You were kind of bummed about that.
I thought it might have been Pete. If Pete had a tie, it would have been.
From the 816, can Watson rock a backwards hat? I don't
Watson!
Know.
It's yes! Very, he's
trying to get Mac. I get it. But no, the visor is a special level of can you do it? Pinkle was very good.
Very good.
I think it worked a little bit for Spurrier.
He was the visor. Thing as well. That was his nickname, the visor, right?
I think, yeah. I didn't think it looked as great on him, but.
Didn't.
Les Miles was always white hat guy. Mary is Mad Hatter.
White hat, yeah.
Sean Payton does the visor.
But Fort. Yeah, I don't think it works for him either. I used to do upside down visor. Oh man, upside down backwards visor. That upside takes down, some serious stones.
Yeah, it's cold.
If you did
man.
That. Mm. But I think Doug Peterson would be if I had a rush more of visor guys, and I might.
you could actually because All Star break's coming up.
I think that's true. I think Peterson's my Washington.
Yeah,
I'd go Spurrier.
I like Dougie P.
Spurrier, man. Hair, he's known as Visor.
I know. The hair flowing out of there, though, it works for him. I would tell him never wear a hat.
The best is when there's the comb over underneath the visor, you know, you can see it.
Yeah.
Gruden back in the day, rocked a visor.
He did rock the visor.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick.
But he had that kind of floppy-ish hair,
the floppy
too,
hair, like Peterson. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Kevin Sumlin used to do it.
He visored?
Yeah, he's a visor guy.
Like in the Manziel area?
Yep.
Era? He visored?
Lane Kiffin is definitely that's visor true. Guy. Doug Peterson always has that gray hair kind of coming over the...
Yeah, no, it's perfect. The hair...
What's Fesco say about Peterson? He's got that look about him. What's he saying, like, the promo? He's got that I just blew ass look.
Oh, yes. 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 Yeah.
It's a Fesco cut we have.
Oh, jeez.
I forgot about that one.
There might be one here. Hang on.
Jamie's talking about Doug Peterson. That's one of my all-time favorite.
It's a good
cuts
cut.
We got.
I think we'll just go
to right. Doug Peterson.
Did you consider Brett for Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning have they reached out to Wiggins?
In fact, I'm a damn fool.
And also, just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
For the 417, baseball catchers first wore backwards caps to keep the brim out of the way of their protective masks.
No!
Thanks, Coach.
No!
The style became more popular after appearing in the 1987 movie Over the Top, starring Sylvester Stallone. I'll tell you what, not a bad movie. I mean, one of the all-time great arm wrestling movies. if not the greatest arm wrestling movie.
Josh McDaniels
is there another one? And later with baseball star Ken Griffey Jr. of the 1990s. Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Coach.
Ken Griffey Jr. would do the home run derby.
Yeah, Griffey made the backwards hat cool. Yeah, yeah.
That was cool.
And Griffey can still do it, and I would still think it's cool. But I wouldn't think it would be cool for all of you. That's all.
So we passed that age limit then.
I'm 51. I have my hat on backwards now, says the 913, only because I can't pull it off. LOL. Marlins, I said Marlins man. It's true. Marlins man does have a visor.
He's visor guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know who dabbled in the visor and doesn't do it anymore? Todd Haley. He was a big visor
That's
guy
right,
when he was with us. He's not That's a visor right, guy anymore.
Oh, in the new league, he's not the UFL?
Yeah, but even on Pittsburgh and Cleveland, I don't think he was doing
Wasn't Urban Meyer a visor guy?
Oh, I think so.
Maybe. I've successfully erased that guy from
Chip Kelly is
existence. That doesn't work for Chip. I know. I would say Chip needs to wear a hat.
Mount Rushmore visor guys.
Yeah, Mike Gundy.
That's a good one. Gundy's definitely on there. Remember when he grew the mullet?
Yeah, despite his children, I thought it was brilliant.
Josh McDaniels shouldn't do a visor.
No.
No. Terrible. The spiked hair. Yeah, no.
No. Your dad wore a backwards hat from the 816. You continue to weigh in at 913-586-7610. America lost yesterday and lost big time. Next. Of course, how could we forget preseason Patrick Visor?
Oh, yeah.
He's really good. It's a good hair. It's a good hair for it. You can do that.
Great hair for
it. Yeah. When he comes out of the preseason game and he's... got the visor.
Yeah.
With the bandanas underneath, or the headbands underneath
sometimes,
the visor.
Sometimes. I did Google Mahomes visor. Yeah, there's plenty of visor picks.
So we've come to a consensus. It's about the flop level.
I think so.
It's
yeah.
the flop level.
Yeah. You got to have the lettuce to be able to pull this off.
I've always worn a hat because I don't have much hair. Like you, Kling, have a full head of hair. Max too young to know what you're going to be in the 30s and 40s. I have no hair. I mean, I have it, but it's...
But you were always fearful for a while, right? If you wore the hat too much, they told you.
Exactly. Right?
Yeah, I've been told that.
In your college year, especially when you wore the hat all the time, like, shouldn't be wearing that hat all the time.
Your like, Vern needs one.
It's gonna wear your hair off.
He usually wears that Michigan hat, so he...
Yeah. Vern at the stadium scares me, actually. Yeah. When Vern goes up on the big screen and he promotes, because... I don't see Vern enough. I don't. I wish there was more Vern.
Is it AI Vern or is he actually exists?
I wish there was more Vern in my life because I listen to Vern a lot. I do enjoy him tremendously. But every time I do see him, he is wearing a hat. I swear.
The Michigan hat. He wears
mostly,
that all the damn
mostly.
Time.
And then you go to the ballpark and glistening.
He had hair and then he had kind of a comb over.
For the video, it's gone, yeah, right? It's gone.
He let it go. He got to the age, he's like, I'm going to let it go.
But I'm saying it looks like nicely shaved and, you know, whatever. Yeah. And he's got the video mm-hmm. saying, listen, you know, tune in for the post game and mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And every time I go, that's not Vern. Vern's got a hat on. And I'm guessing Vern goes to the ballpark most nights, doesn't wear a hat, right? I mean,
no,
he's
not
working.
The ballpark. Yeah, he's working.
He's working. So I just don't see him as much. I hear him and I don't see him as much. At the ballpark, I'll see him here when it's like a road game.
And he's always got a hat on. Always,
so, yeah, it does startle me when I go to the park,
off-season.
So.
Vern always has a hat on.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Hilarious you guys played the Bob Doug Peterson blowing ass promo. Then right after that, you hear the woman going sniff, sniff, sniff up in the attic. And Zenden. Yeah, I know. You guys are annoyed by Zenden. I get it.
She's watching a football game.
I understand. It's annoying. I get it. Show brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. America messed up yesterday. It sucks. It's a travesty. It's gross. And the good news is that they get to make up for it on Monday in Kansas City. The U.S. soccer team blew one yesterday in Copa America to Panama. Got a guy get an early red card for losing his cool. And they played pretty much 10 men from, I don't know, about 70 minutes. They did tie up tie up the game, and then but eventually lost 2-1. Terrible upset, bad upset. Put them in a bad spot for the good news is now it sets up a win to advance scenario on Monday night at Arrowhead against Uruguay at 8 o'clock for a shot at the quarterfinals. Buckle up.
Central.
Central, yes. Central. That would be what? Mountain?
Seven Mountain.
And then what, West?
Six.
Okay. And then East is?
Nine.
Nine, okay.
Always, London would be
confused.
Two.
Always confused about that. So, despite the fact that America screwed up royally yesterday, like royally, and didn't put their best foot forward as a country, as a nation, as a leader in screwing up against Panama, they do get
Panama, man.
They do get redemption and a redemption opportunity in front of the great folks in Kansas City at Arrowhead. So, anyway, got to win, and it won't be easy. America may have really, really eaten it yesterday, because I'm not sure they're going to win on Monday. But hopefully the home crowd will help. Kansas City will help.
Spur them on to victory.
That'd be great.
I want to know why our U-20 football team lost to Japan 41-20. Now, first of all, I wonder who plays in this. Because college players aren't going playing in this. I mean, how in the hell are we losing in football to Japan? Or are recruiters now going, well we got to expand our recruiting base here.
You know, cause we brought them up the other day, and it's not why they were in my brain, but the first thing that came to mind was, did Bishop Sycamore play?
They sent Bishop Sycamore over
there. Japan, and that's why we got wrecked.
They sent the Legends of Bishop Sycamore. I still want that shirt.
What was the final?
41-20, I think.
I just remember seeing
McAfee was talking about on it.
Screenshots early of the score, and it was a lot of WTFs, you know, going on. It was
I know 20 the colleges are hitting Germany. There's a lot of Germans playing the college football.
Is the soccer loss worse than the football loss from Zach? Yes.
Yes.
The soccer one has some meaning.
I don't know. Football was pretty bad.
Football,
man.
Football one, who cares?
It's our sport, man.
It's like under 20.
Yeah. It's our sport.
Yeah, if we brought our best players, it would be 200 to 10. Yeah, who cares? Or zero.
If Mahomes is over there, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Soccer, we're placing our best.
Yes.
And we're not always up there.
It's embarrassing. Stinks.
But last night was a total embarrassment. Now set up for, you know, Arrowhead. I wanted Arrowhead to be a little bit more of a relaxing. There's going to be some tension.
For the World Cup, they're going to have to remove some seats, aren't they? Some rows or something like that.
Yeah.
Stadium series.
So I know the stadium's going to look great.
World Cup stadium. They're doing it.
I know you're trying it.
FIFA's doing it.
They're trying it. ESPN had an article out about best free agent signings and obviously the under the radar signings and the best free agent signings. And how could they not include Seth Lugo?
And they did.
I mean, the season he has had, and I mean, when he signed here, weren't you a little nervous? I was a little nervous. I was a lot nervous. Like, did they just get a guy who had a career year and it's no way it's good? You know, one of those.
Can he be a starter?
It won't work for us. Yeah. Had pitched basically his entire career as a bullpen guy, flipped to a starter, had a seemingly good year, got paid, and it's not going to work here. And he's been fantastic. 10-2. I mean, 10 wins. Think about that. 10 wins before the All-Star break. Like, there were years where, like, I wonder if somebody could get 10.
Did he go down as a top five Royals free agent signing? Yeah, a top five guy?
Probably so. The scary part is they haven't had a lot of them. Like, if you were to say, what's the best free agent signing in Kansas City history? You'd be like, well, let me go look at the Chiefs list. Because the baseball one's not that impressive. Like,
maybe Dawson?
Len Dawson, I think, is up there, number one. For me.
Was Gordon a
draft pick?
Draft pick, and then we signed him again. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Like, and then nobody liked the contract, so nobody would say that. You know what I mean? Like, you overpaid him, blah, blah, blah.
Overpaid.
So it wouldn't be that. Like, baseball, it's not great. Like, especially in recent vintage. Like,
I mean, Gilmesh was a big one, but it didn't really translate.
I'm still like, it was a big symbolic signing. I felt more symbolic than that they were going to spend money rather than, and you can argue, there were people who thought he was a better pitcher than I thought he was, but whatever. Kendrys Morales, I might argue, was a...
Eh?
Oh, yeah.
Was ended up being a massive signing. I think they did bring... They brought back David Cone.
Brought back
to hometown, right? To do that, re-sign Greinke, some of those, but like from the baseball side, not great. From the football side, much better. I would argue in recent vintage football wise, the Tyrann Mathieu signing.
That was Honey Badger was huge for because they needed that at that time. It was perfect.
Was giant, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that team doesn't win another Super Bowl, I don't think, if they don't have him anchoring the defense.
Yeah.
You know, another
Priest Holmes.
Yes.
I mean, Alex Smith turned out to be a pretty good one. I mean, he didn't take you to the promised land or anything, but he was very serviceable for you. Trent Green.
I mean, many more on that side of the parking lot than the baseball side.
It's true.
Yeah. They haven't had a lot of splashy free agents.
We've all determined the Royals draft better than anybody in this town.
If Lugo Lugo pans out not only this year, but, you know, he's got, 3 years that we didn't think he would see. But
what, $45 million?
Yeah. Bargain. And they accomplished some stuff here.
Bargain for the next 3 years. The All-Star game.
You might be saying it's Lugo.
Best free agent signings going Sunday. Best free agent signings going Sunday. Lugo.
Oh, Lugo. Okay.
We got Reagan Saturday and Lugo Sunday, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody says Justin Watson.
Hey.
Watson! Yes!
Yeah, I get it. Good job by you. That's a great way to a great way to end the week. Wrap up the week. It is time to encapsulate the week like only he can. He is Fesco's biggest fan. He is the one, the only Billy Coons, and each and every week he delivers What We Learned, brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow.
Hello, this is Billy Coons. This is what we learned in Fesco Morning through this week. On Monday, we learned Aging Bob. He's an expert on how old people keep up their yards in the summertime. And Bob and Josh were happy the first 2 months for the Kansas City Royals, playing great baseball, hitting, and pitching. But recently, they're struggling hitting and pitching, and the latest road trip, 2-7. But Legend Bob says you have a struggling Miami Marlins team coming in, and you should take 2-3 or even take the series. And although the Royals haven't scored in 22,
Vern needs one.
It's gonna wear your hair off.
He usually wears that Michigan hat, so he...
yeah. Vern at the stadium scares me actually. Yeah. When Vern goes up on the big screen and he does promotes, because I don't see Vern enough. I don't. I wish there was more. I wish there was more Vern.
Is it AI Vern or is he actually?
I wish there was more Vern in my life because I listen to Vern a lot. I do enjoy him tremendously, but every time I do see him, he is wearing a hat. I swear,
the Michigan hat. He wears that all the time.
Mostly, and then you go to the ballpark, and it's glistening.
He had hair and then he had kind of a comb over
for the video. It's gone. Yeah, right? It's gone.
He let it go. He got to the age. He's like, I'm gonna let it go.
I'm saying it looks like nicely shaved and you know whatever. Yeah. And he's got the video. Mm-hmm. Say listen, you know, tune in for the post game and blah blah blah. Yeah. And every time I go, that's not Vern. Vern's got a hat on. And I'm guessing Vern goes to the ballpark most nights. Doesn't wear a hat, right? I mean, he's working.
The ballpark. Yeah, he's working.
He's working. So I just don't see him as much. I hear him and I don't see him as much. At the ballpark, I'll see him here when it's like a road game.
And he's always got a hat on.
So, yeah, it does startle me when I go to the park.
Off-season Vern always has a hat on.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Hilarious you guys played the Bob Doug Peterson blowing ass promo. Then right after that, you hear the woman going sniff, sniff, sniff up in the attic. And Zenden. Yeah, I know. You guys are annoyed by Zenden. I get it.
She's watching a football game.
I understand. It's annoying. I get it. Show brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. America messed up yesterday. It sucks. It's a travesty. It's gross. And the good news is that they get to make up for it on Monday in Kansas City. The U.S. soccer team blew one yesterday in Copa America to Panama. Got a guy get an early red card for losing his cool. And they played pretty much 10 men from, I don't know, about 70 minutes. They did tie up the game but eventually lost 2-1. Terrible upset, bad upset. Put them in a bad spot for the good news is now it sets up a win to advance scenario on Monday night at Arrowhead against Uruguay at 8:00 for a shot at the quarterfinals. Buckle up.
Central.
Central, yes. Central. That would be what? Mountain?
Seven Mountain.
And then what, West?
Six.
Okay. And then East is?
Nine.
Nine, okay.
London would be
always confused.
Two.
Always confused about AM. That. So despite the fact that America screwed up royally yesterday, like royally, and didn't put their best foot forward as a country, as a nation, as a leader in screwing up against Panama, they do get
Panama, man.
They do get redemption opportunity in front of the great folks in Kansas City at Arrowhead. So anyway, got to win, and it won't be easy. America may have really, really eaten it yesterday, because I'm not sure they're going to win on Monday. But hopefully the home crowd will help. Kansas City will help.
Spur them on to victory.
That'd be great.
I want to know why our U-20 football team lost to Japan 41-20. Now, first of all, I want to know who plays in this. Because college players aren't going to play in this. I mean, how in the hell are we losing in football to Japan? Or are recruiters now going, we got to expand our recruiting base here.
You know, we brought them up the other day, and it's not why they were in my brain, but the first thing that came to mind was, did Bishop Sycamore play?
They sent Bishop Sycamore over
Japan,
there.
And that's why we got wrecked.
They sent the Legends of Bishop Sycamore. I still want that shirt.
What was the final?
41-20, I think.
I just remember seeing
McAfee was talking about on it.
Screenshots early of the score, and it was a lot of WTFs, you know, going on. It was
I know the colleges are hitting Germany. There's a lot of Germans playing the college football.
Is the soccer loss worse than the football loss from Zach? Yes. The soccer one has some meaning.
I don't know. Football was pretty bad.
Football, and who cares?
It's our sport, man.
It's like under 20.
No. It's our sport.
Yeah, if we brought our best players, it would be 200-10. Yeah, who cares? Or zero.
If Mahomes over there, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Soccer, we're placing our best.
Yes.
And we're not always up there.
It's embarrassing. Stinks.
But last night was a total embarrassment. Now set up for, you know, Arrowhead. I wanted Arrowhead to be a little bit more of a relaxing. There's going to be some tension.
For the World Cup, they're going to have to remove some seats, aren't they? Some rows or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Stadium series.
So, I know the stadium's going to look great.
World Cup stadium. They're doing it.
I know you're trying it.
FIFA's doing it.
They're trying it. ESPN had an article out about best free agent signings. And obviously the under-the-radar signings and the best free agent signings. And how could they not include Seth Lugo?
And they did.
I mean, the season he has had, and I mean, when he signed here, weren't you a little nervous? I was a little nervous. I was a lot nervous. Like, did they just get a guy who had a career year, and it's no way it's good, you know, one of those.
Can he be a starter?
It won't work for us. Yeah, had pitched basically his entire career as a bullpen guy, flipped to a starter, had a seemingly good year, got paid, and it's not going to work here, and he's been fantastic. 10-2. I mean, 10 wins. Think about that. 10 wins before the All-Star break. Like, there were years where, like, I wonder if somebody could get 10.
Does he go down as a top five Royals free agent signing? Yeah, a top five guy?
Probably so. The scary part is they haven't had a lot of them. Like, if you were to say, what's the best free agent signing in Kansas City history? You'd be like, well, let me go look at the Chiefs list. Because the baseball one's not that impressive. Like,
hey, maybe Dawson?
Len Dawson, I think's up there, number one. For me,
was Gordon a
draft pick?
As draft pick, and then we signed him again. Okay, yeah.
Like, and then nobody liked the contract, so nobody would say. So you know what I mean? Like, overpaid, blah blah blah,
overpaid.
So it wouldn't be that. Like baseball, it's not great. Like, especially in recent vintage. Like,
I mean, Gilmesh was a big one, but it didn't. Translate.
I'm still like. It was a big symbolic signing. I felt more symbolic than that they were going to spend money rather than, and you can argue, there were people who thought he was a better pitcher than I thought he was, but whatever. Kendrys Morales, I might argue, was a...
Eh?
Oh, yeah.
Was ended up being a massive signing. I think they did bring... They brought back David Cone.
Brought back
to hometown, right? To do that, re-sign Greinke, some of those, but like from the baseball side, not great. From the football side, much, much better. I would argue in recent vintage, football wise, the Tyrann Mathieu signing.
That was Honey Badger was huge for because they needed that at that time. It was perfect.
Was giant, right?
Yeah.
That team doesn't win another Super Bowl, I don't think, if they don't have him anchoring the defense.
Yeah.
You know, another
Priest Holmes.
Yes.
I mean, Alex Smith turned out to be a pretty good one. I mean, he didn't take you to the promised land or anything, but he was very serviceable for you. Trent Green.
I mean, many more on that side of the parking lot than the baseball side.
It's true.
Yeah. They haven't had a lot of splashy free agents.
We've all determined the Royals draft better than anybody in this town.
If Lugo pans out not only this year, but, you know, he's got, 3 years that we didn't think he would see. But
what, $45 million?
Yeah. Bargain. And they accomplished some stuff here.
Bargain for the next 3 years. The All-Star game.
You might be saying it's Lugo.
Best free agent signings going Sunday. Best free agent signings going Sunday. Lugo.
Oh, Lugo. Okay.
We got Reagan Saturday and Lugo Sunday, right?
Yeah. Somebody says Justin Watson.
Watson! Yes!
Yeah, I get it. Good job by you. That's a great way to just a great way to end the week. Wrap up the week. It is time to encapsulate the week like only he can. He is Fesco's biggest fan. He is the one, the only Billy Coons, and each and every week he delivers What We Learned, brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow.
Hello, this is Billy Coons. This is what we learned in Fesco Morning through this week. On Monday, we learned Aging Bob. He's an expert on how old people keep up their yards in the summertime. And Bob and Josh were happy the first 2 months for the Kansas City Royals, playing great baseball, hitting, and pitching. But recently, they're struggling hitting and pitching, and the latest road trip, 2-7. But Legend Bob says you have a struggling Miami Marlins team coming in, and you should take 2-3 or even take the series. And although the Royals haven't scored in 22 innings, they need to get off the get the bats going tonight against a struggling Miami Marlins baseball team. And Iowa Josh is rooting for Sky Moore and Nick Bolton to have great years. Dejan Bob's rent for Trent McDuffie and FAU to have great years. And Mac is picking Justin Reed and George Kalopoulos to have great years for the Royals, as they discussed it.
That's a classic one of
his. Tuesday, we learned Legend Bob. Get it. He's an expert on how a guy's kissed their sister in Arkansas. Wow.
Wow.
Also, Bob and Josh say last night two championships were great, as Tennessee won their first national championship in college baseball, beating Texas A&M 6-5 in Omaha. And then Florida winning the Stanley Cup for the first time in 30 years, beating Edmonton 2-1 in Game 7. And a great night for college baseball and hockey. And Iowa Josh says Omaha supporting Peyton Manning was in Omaha supporting his Tennessee Volunteers baseball team. And he's very popular, and Legend Bob admitted he was not a big fan of Peyton Manning and didn't appreciate him like he should have. One of the best in NFL. On Wednesday, Bob and Josh say Kansas City, that the Chiefs could get, are getting to, according to Legend Bob, about the stadium, are speaking to Johnson County about the stadium.
Got it.
And they're not talking to Frank White or Mayor L about the stadium, but the Royals are in position for the Kansas to get their, hopefully get a team at Wyandotte County, Jackson County, keep both teams or Johnson County in the area, and Josh and Mac chimed on it. On Thursday, Iowa Josh says
we
the
did.
only thing on TV last night is the NBA, but I disagree. I watched AEW wrestling.
Oh.
But he says over 40 million
Tell
watched
me ahead
it
of time.
To the draft. But some of the players we've never heard of, mainly from out of the seas. And Jay says the draft is not exciting like the NFL because you hardly ever see the basketball players play, but in the draft in football, a lot of the college football players you've seen. And Kansas City made the top 10 worst bad drivers in the nation, and Kansas City's ranked 5th, and Iowa Jaw says it's all about the roundabouts, and Jay agree, and the bad weather causing wrecks in the Kansas City area. Great week to listen to Tennessee Mac, Pitt State Jay, Iowa Josh, and Legend Bob. Talk to you later.
Oh, wow, he's got a nickname. Mac is now Tennessee Mac, according to Billy. You know you've made it.
I'm official.
When Billy gives you a nickname. That's good. See, that's why nobody fills in when Billy's off, because only Billy can do that. If you missed any of the show this week, You can catch up anytime, 610sports.com or the Odyssey app. That'll do it for us. Cody and Gold are next on 610 Sports Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.